AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden says Memorial Day is not the only day to remember those who died for their country.
Our memorial to them must not be just a day when we pause and pray. It must be a daily commitment to act, to come together, to be worthy of the price that was paid.
After laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, the president pointed out this day brings out a mixture of feelings, proud and sad.
The hurt is wrapped around the knowledge that your loved one was part of something bigger, bigger than any of us. They chose a life of purpose. Sounds corny, like a Memorial Day speech, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. They chose a life of purpose.
Earlier, after arriving back in Washington, President Biden spoke of his visit to Uvalde, Texas, scene of the nation's latest mass shooting.
Things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational about it. At least that's my hope and prayer.
The president is hoping to get support from some Republicans on gun legislation. Detectives arrested an 18-year-old Florida man after receiving a tip he threatened a mass shooting at a school in a social media post. The Hillsborough County Sheriff near Tampa says Corey Anderson's post showed him with a handgun, a rifle, and a tactical-style vest, and a caption that read, "Hey Siri, directions to the nearest school." Sheriff's deputies in Florida arrested a 10-year-old fifth-grade student accused of threatening to shoot up a school. Investigators learned of the threats made by the boy over the weekend and arrested him. In a social media post, Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino called the student's behavior sickening. Authorities say the weekend arrest of Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, on suspicion of DUI, came after a minor two-vehicle crash with no injuries in California's wine country. This is AP News. A man seemingly disguised as an old woman has thrown a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa at the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Videos posted on social media show a young man in a wig and lipstick who'd arrived in a wheelchair, while other images saw him throwing stones in the museum gallery and shouting, "Think of the earth. They're people who are destroying the earth." Soon after the attack, which had left a conspicuous white creamy smear on the glass but hadn't damaged the famous work, the man was detained and sent to a police psychiatric unit. A Louvre statement confirmed the attack on the artwork involved a patisserie. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Jacksonville, Florida house where Lynyrd Skynyrd rock legends Ronnie, Donnie, and Johnny Van Zant grew up is on the market for $629,000. The home comes with 8 lots. There's also a Van Zant historical marker put in the front yard in 2018. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.